New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was the first member of Congress to offer the U.S. Export-Import Bank the opportunity to visit small businesses in her state. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the result was a meeting last week at FilterTech in Manlius with the bank's president.
FilterTech designs and manufactures industrial-sized liquid filtration systems. In 2008, the U.S. Export-Import Bank financed the manufacturing of a project FilterTech produced with a company in Italy, a project that helped keep them in business at the time. U.S. Export-Import Bank President Fred Hochberg says exporting products is important to the growth of area businesses.
What stops people from exporting? Part of it is fear. People are afraid of, how do I get paid? What's it like? How do I deal with foreign languages, customs, duty? So what we do is we take the fear out.
They do that by writing an insurance policy on a sale a company makes outside of the U.S. If a customer doesn't pay, then the Export-Import Bank does. Senator Gillibrand says more exports means more jobs.
In 2012 alone, the companies in the Syracuse region exported an estimate of $3.8 billion in goods and sales, which ranks Syracuse among the top 100 exporting metropolitan areas in the United States.
FilterTech recently sold $4 million in product to a buyer in Russia with the Export-Import Bank's help. In Manlius, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.